This now moves us into the fourth general category that we're talking about, quadrants, levels, lines, states, and types. It's very interesting because it's sometimes, you know, of these five sort of entities that we're talking about, I mean, all of them, every time I sort of think about one of them, I tend to think it's the most important. But they're all equally important. But states are really incredibly important, and they are for many, many reasons. And again, people have an intuitive understanding of what we mean by this. Just they have an intuitive understanding of I, we, and it, and so on. The three big, large, natural states of consciousness that human beings have are waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. And in the traditions, these are certain correlations are made with these, but they're all taken to be very important because they tell us several things. The dream state, for example, and you particularly have this realization as a kid, it's just so stunning that you can be in a dream state and it's 100% real. You know, and every time you wake up, there's always that shock. You just don't know how that could happen, how you could be in something that was so real, and then you wake up and you say, it's not there. So the dream state represents a whole lot of things, one of which is the extraordinary creative capacity of the mind and spirit to actually project a world that appears to be real. And that's always taken to be important because awakening or liberation or enlightenment or satori has always said, you know what, the waking state is the same thing. At one point, you will wake up from the waking state and see that it's a dream too. And you will have that same shocking, oh my God, how did I get stuck in that? And that awakening is called the great liberation or enlightenment or satori. These three states are indicative of the fact that consciousness creates a world, a different state of consciousness sees a different world. So it's not just that there's one world lying around out there, but the state of consciousness you're in can actually co-create a world or a universe. That's very interesting as well. So if we take the sort of states that we already have some experience of, waking, dream, and deep sleep, the thing about deep sleep is that, in a sense, it's this vast, formless emptiness. Now, most people don't have any memory of it. They think it's just sort of a blank. But the traditions, the spiritual traditions, as well as present meditators, will tell you that if you really carefully look into these states, you can maintain a subtle awareness through waking, dream, and deep sleep. We have EEG studies showing this is indeed possible. And very, very profound sort of insights tend to come when you can do that. We can maintain awareness into the dream and into the deep sleep state. And the deep sleep state is almost universally maintained by those who have done this experiment to be, in a certain sense, the home of the capital S self. And there's a reason for that, which is that this capital S self, the self of the entire universe, which is your own deepest self and is one with spirit or is spirit itself, is something that's aware of all changing states. So it's aware of the waking state, it's aware of the dream state, it's aware of the deep sleep state. It doesn't just come into existence and pop out of existence. It's ever present. So when you can realize that, incidentally, you have disidentified with all those lesser states, so you found your supreme identity with this capital S self. But in the meantime, we're starting with a small self that has access to these three great states. So waking, dream, deep sleep. Now, technically, each of those states of consciousness has a energetic support. A certain type of energy, it's sometimes called a body, that actually supports that state of consciousness. These are sometimes called gross body, subtle body, and causal body. So the easiest way for us to sort of simplify the discussion is simply to refer to these states and energies by the same term and just call them gross, subtle, and causal. So gross waking, subtle dream, causal formless, those are all kind of the words that we can use for this. If you look at those three realms, three states, gross, subtle, and causal, there's a type of spiritual experience that goes with each of them. And we talked a little bit earlier about one of the main meanings of spiritual is that it can be an altered state, a peak experience. If you have an experience of oneness with the entire gross waking realm, that's nature mysticism. It's an actual oneness with Gaia, oneness with the biosphere, one with everything that's arising out there. And that's, as I say, classically known as nature mysticism. If you're in the dream state, you're having these visions, luminosities, can even be gods and goddesses of a transpersonal nature, archetypal in a true sense, and you have a oneness with that, it tends to be deity mysticism. You're actually one with the creator of nature, the creator of all these worlds. So you get these very, very exalted, luminous, numinous types of deity mysticism. And then if you're in the formless state and you have an experience of identity with this vast emptiness or vast formlessness, then that is indeed formless mysticism. Very, very common, very profound type of mystical experience of the unborn, the unmanifest, the infinite formless ground or Godhead of all being. So those three great states of consciousness, gross, subtle, and causal, have three types of very valid religious or spiritual experience: nature mysticism, deity mysticism, and formless mysticism. You can have any of those three types of mystical experiences at any stage of development you're at. You can have it at stage 2, stage 3, stage 4, stage 5, and so on. And when you do, you'll tend to interpret that experience based on the stage that you're at. And we can talk about that in a little bit. But the important thing about these three states is they're ever present. They're present right now. Everybody has access to gross, subtle, and causal states because they're part of your own being. And therefore, a large part of spiritual practice is training to access these states and these energies in yourself. And again, you can do all three of those great states at any stage you're at because they're ever present. Even an infant wakes, dreams, and sleeps. So even an infant has access to these three great states and realms of being. Okay, so it's not just that only at the higher levels do you get access to these. So these are ever-present and ones that can indeed be trained. There are very specific ways to train yourself in each of these. And so that's part of spiritual practice as well.
Just a couple clarifying questions here. So when you're doing something like daydreaming, is that considered being in the dream state or the waking state?
Yes, the way the traditions they've developed in Vedanta Hinduism and Vajrayana Buddhism in particular have a very sophisticated phenomenology of this. And they you can also check it out yourself because it rings true to your own experience probably. And that is, the way they define these three great states is by what objects you're aware of when you're in them. So the one thing that defines the waking state, many things can define it. I can be having a rational thought or a magical thought or a mythic thought, doesn't matter. If I can see gross physical objects, I'm in the waking state. So if I can see a table and a rock and a tree and a cloud, that's a waking state. Doesn't matter whatever else is going on. If you can see rocks, you're in the waking state. The dream state is, well, let's go to the causal formless state and do that one. That's at the other end. You're in the formless dream state when you don't see anything. That's the formless deep sleep state. There are no objects at all. Sometimes called consciousness without an object, pure formless awareness. It's capital S self that's not an object. The dream state, when you're actually in a dream state, it's defined by two also very simple criteria. When in the dream state, there's no physical exterior world. No rocks, no table, no train, no car, no Gaia, no nature. There's just images, lights, emotions, subtle play of objects, and so on. And that's the whole subtle realm or subtle body. But you're not aware of formlessness either. You're not in the causal. So that's the way the subtle dream state is defined. It's just absence of rocks, in a certain sense. So those three states are what you experience at night. And in a sense, it's an entire evolution into your own higher self. When you go to sleep at night, what first happens is the entire gross realm dissolves. So you're going to bed, and you're identified with your gross body. You're identified with your name. You're John Doe. You're a doctor. You work at this place. So you start to go to sleep. All of that dissolves. Your physical body dissolves. Your John Doe doctor persona dissolves, and you're ushered into the subtle realm. Now, people, it's interesting, the dream, people still recognize themselves. They still say, I was dreaming, even though they could have a body of a horse or, you know, whatever. Because the only thing that stays constant is the witness or the self that's witnessing that dream state. And that's what they really are, is that deep I am-ness or that deep witness of all these states. So they've already lost their John Doe identity, and they still feel that they are themselves. So you're in the subtle state, you're having all these images, all these thoughts, these experiences, wild emotions, and so on, and you're still aware of that I-ness. You still say, I am dreaming, even though you've lost all of the physical identifications. As you continue to go into the deep sleep state, you shed even identification with your any sort of individuality at all. Even your soul or any manifest ego is gone, and you're in this pure formless awareness. And that is the pure self or pure I am-ness state or pure emptiness state. That's the state that Ramana Maharshi realized with great clarity. And that's why Ramana said, anything that is not present in deep dreamless sleep is not real. And what he meant by that is the only thing present in that state is the self. Everything else has fallen off. Everything else is not real. It's temporary, it's illusion, it's passing. So only this deep, deep I am-ness present in the deep sleep state is real. So every 24 hours a person goes through that cycle. Every 24 hours they're plunged into Godhead. They become one with spirit. And then they wake up and they went, I slept fine, because they were plunged this whole arena. But as you come back out, you start identifying with these lesser, smaller objects. So you finally wake up and all of a sudden, plunk, you're identified with this little bitty gross physical body. And you say, well, here I am, John Doe, the doctor. And it's just not true. And it's just the smallest part of what you really are. You have this subtle soul and you have this causal self, capital S, that's what you really are. So spiritual practice, in a sense, is activating all three of those states. Because when you do that, you move through your own stages of development more rapidly. And as you move through stages, you will be permanently able to access these states, which you can only temporarily do without development. So that's another sort of key part of it. Altered states become permanent traits as you develop through these levels.